Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. My name's Danielle.
And my name is Brooke, and we're so excited to have you guys back today. Before we start, we just wanted to remind you guys to please subscribe to our podcast if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify. And if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to rate us.
Woo!
I mean, we'd prefer for you to rate us 5 stars, but you know, you can rate at your own discretion.
Of course. We have a very busy agenda today, a lot to talk about in the episode, so get ready. Today's topic is all about YouTube, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, it's going to be a juicy one.
I'm very excited. We're going to be talking about sponsorships, working with brands, trips.
Pretty much all of your YouTube questions answered, yeah, like, I would say.
YouTube parties, all that fun stuff.
But before we get into that, we'll start with our typical highlights and lowlights of the week. This was a pretty busy week.
Yes.
Well, this week's even more busy for you, I feel like, but we'll address that.
We'll get into that in a second.
Danielle's a busy gal. I guess we're both gals on the go these days.
Literally.
Though. Yeah.
The name of our podcast.
Okay. So I'll start with my lowlight. I don't even know how to make this into a cohesive story because I literally make no sense. But basically, so this was the first weekend of UGA football, the first UGA football game. And I would consider myself, like, I'm not a huge football gal, but I love my school. I'm super spirited in that sense.
Yes.
So, and it's my first game of senior year.
Exciting stuff.
I was excited. I got the full student ticket package. So basically we walked into, I was with a large group of people, and we walked into a family gate, and I was first in line out of my friends, and the girl scanned my ID, because you use your student ID to check in, and then she was like, oh, sorry, you can't get in at this gate, you're a student, you have to go around to the other side. I was like, no problem. It was a pretty long walk, and it was hot, but it was no problem. Walked to the other side to have the person scan my ticket and say, this ticket's already been scanned, like, you can't get in. And let's just say that I had a little bit of a problem with this happening. So that was definitely the highlight of my week. I still have to call. I'm definitely going to call and, like, try to get my money back.
That's so messed up.
Because I'm just really
And
annoyed.
It's just because you were the first person out of your friends to scan the ID.
And I understand that, like, I did scan in. Like, I respect that. But I could they not be able to look at the history of my ID and see, like, that it was scanned, like, less than 10 minutes? I just don't understand that process. And then the manager literally turns to, like, the police people, because he was like, you have to move, ma'am, because I was staying there for, like, 5 minutes on the phones with my friends, like, what do I do? And he was like, he turned back to the police, and he was like, flag them over, and I was like, no, like, this isn't happening, like, I can see myself out, because people were, like, getting let in, like, other students, they're probably like, oh, the YouTube girl's getting arrested, like,
no,
what?
Yeah,
really? Because I'm, like, fighting with the guy, and I'm normally so respectful, like, he was an older man, I normally respect my elders, but he was just not even reasoning with me, so it was just very frustrating.
Did you meet any subscribers or viewers that day?
I did. I met a few at, like, the tailgate. I know, I feel like you met a lot. I was looking through your tagged photos for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw some people post pictures, which is cute.
Yeah, I met a lot of gals that day. It was really cool. It's been really cool, but that's why I asked. I was like, yeah, people probably did see you.
Yeah, no, because people come into town, you see all the students and stuff. So I'm sure you met a lot of subscribers that day.
Yeah, well, that's kind of part of my highlight. So, but so my, was that it? Yeah,
that was my low light. Are you going to share? Yeah. No, I mean, if that's the low light of my week, it's not the end of the world. So
it's just funny. I was loving the tweets. Loving. She was literally tweeting at UGA.
It's not like they're going to answer me, but I pretend that they will.
No, yeah. People do that with airlines a lot.
I know.
So my low light is not necessarily a bad thing, but it was the only thing I could really think of is, Chigirl's been really busy. The last few weeks have been really nice, and, like, I think I was talking about in the podcast how I've gotten into a routine and everything's been very consistent and good and all this, and now I'm kind of getting into a really stressful time. I'm about to do 2 trips. I'm going to New York and Music Midtown, and, like, a lot of stuff have happening in between that, and I've got some exams, and this week's really crazy. Frat date nights, like, all that fun stuff.
Cool,
like,
girl.
Yeah, well, and I'm really thankful, but Brooke and I talk about this a lot, how we say yes to, like, everything, and we don't really say no a lot, and, like, I was getting to a point where I was saying no too much, actually, so I was trying to say yes, and whatever. I'm really thankful for everything in my life, but it's just been a busy time, and I haven't had much time to, like, film other videos other than, like, vlogs, which I know you guys like them, so it's fine, but it's just been busy, but I'm a gal on the go.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do?
No, definitely. It's hard to say no when you spread yourself, well, you spread yourself way more than I.
No, you had this, what, last week or the week before?
Yeah.
You were, like, having an episode with that, for sure.
Well, it was mostly, like, YouTube stuff, and then I was like, I can't even go to, like, a club meeting because I had to do YouTube stuff during that time, you know what I mean? Which is kind of frustrating, because I do try to, like, manage it all, but sometimes, timing-wise, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But that's a pretty good negative to have, I guess.
Yeah,
that, like, life is going well.
Yeah, I didn't have, like, a toilet clog this week or anything.
Oh, my gosh. Someone, Mariah, brought that up to me. She's like, Danielle's toilet. Like, she didn't know how to plunge it. I was like, no, it was, like,
I did. It wasn't that. It was, like, you had to get in there. Yeah. I'm not doing that, no. Okay.
That was an older episode, if you have no idea.
Listen to the other episodes.
Yeah. So now we'll go into highlights because, overall, I mean, I think for you, too, life is pretty dandy.
Life is great. Game day was great.
Yeah, no, it really was. Great. Yeah, things have been very well, so I guess this is my highlight. Well, I have a lot of highlights. It was just, like, an overall really good week. We had, like, a date night for our sorority. And what else did we do last week? It was just busy, because I guess, like, then it was, like, the extended weekend, Labor Day weekend.
And we had a really good day that day that we filmed the podcast. We, like, I was in a really good mood that after was we recorded. Day. Like, we just felt really girl boss that day.
Yeah, like, no, it was a really, really good day.
Yeah.
So, my highlight is probably, though, we did, like, a brunch on game day at our house. And I love having the house because it's just, like, nice to have people over. And everybody brought their own food. We did, like, a little potluck deal.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was cute. It was fun. And I guess I just love, like, being able to socialize. And, like, as I get older, I, like, appreciate it more and more. Because, like, everyone's super busy. So it's nice that, like, on game day, everybody can, like, come together and, like, hang. And I love my friends. And just life is good. So that's just my
overall. I know. I've been seeing all your little tweets. Like, I think you tweeted today, like, life is really good, like, I'm confused or something.
Yeah, well, I was, like, things are going a little too well, because it's, like, one of those weeks where it's, like, just, like, I don't know. You have, like, a good, you have a week, like, I'm sure you've had a week like that, where it's, like,
what's gonna happen?
Yeah, like, it's questionably good. Yeah. Like, it's, because normally there's some, I don't want to be negative, but there's always some, like, little negative things that's slipping. I'm just, like, everything that I was, like, waiting for feedback on or something, it's, like, been good. I turned in papers, and people are, like, saying they're good, and, you know, it's just a good week. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but Danielle has a way more exciting highlight than I do, so you share. I'm so proud.
Oh, thanks. Well, my highlight is hitting 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's crazy because, like, I was really excited about it, but I've kind of, like, known it was going to happen in the next few weeks, so I've kind of, like, built up for it. But I guess, like, my friends weren't really, like, I don't really know. Anyways, people have been so nice and so sweet. Nice. Like, literally so many, like, freshman girls in our sorority, like, have just been, like, texting me and, like, Instagramming stuff, my friends, like,
yeah.
My family, everyone's just been so supportive and, like, thinks it's so cool. And, like, I think it's cool, too. But, like, I don't know. Everyone's just been so cool about it. Like, guys, literally this morning I walk into my women's studies class. And this cute little girl, not little, sorry, Meredith. Her name's Meredith. She's so sweet. She's in KE.
So cute.
And I sit down and she gives me a chicken mini or a thing of chicken minis from Chick-fil-A. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. And I just thought she was just, like, being nice. Like, I was so hyped about it. And then she goes, open the bag. And it said, like, congratulations on 500,000. Like, you're so special. And, like, I've only known you for a couple weeks. And it's just, like, people can be so nice.
Yeah,
like, there's actually
awesome.
Still nice people in this world. And it's just cool. And I'm just very thankful. And also what I was saying about meeting subscribers is, like, seriously, I met so many people on game day, like, 20 to 25 people. Like, it was, like, groups of girls, but, like, it was so cool, like, to meet, like,
that's dope.
Like, it's so cool that so many of you guys go here now, like, I feel like, I don't really know, so.
No, it's really cool.
That was my highlight.
Yay, I'm so proud. That's a huge, huge number. Like, I feel like when you say it out loud, you're like, 500K, but then you, like, visualize and you're like,
Yeah, we were talking about how, like, it's, like if a stadium...
Yeah!
Like
the UGA stadium would be filled, like, what?
It was, I think, five times, because the UGA stadium's, like, 96,000.
Okay, it would be more than five. It would probably be closer to six. That's,
but, like...
Yes.
But then there's the inactive people, so...
No, of course, of course.
But, no, it's really cool, and I'm beyond thankful.
Yes, I know. And then people say, like, subscribers isn't, like, a super, like, a gauge, but I totally think
for YouTuber, at least for us, it's a big, I think it's bigger for us than, like, other people just look at how many hits did you get, or how many views,
how many likes on your Instagram, like,
but no,
stuff like that.
Subscribers is, like, the defining thing for all of us, I think.
I would definitely agree. And I'm so proud of her. She works so hard.
Thank you.
Danielle's definitely one of the hardest working people I know.
Oh,
so it's very...
You're so sweet.
Yeah. Thanks. No, you actually are. You're, like, the type that if you have something to do, then, like, I'm the worst. If I, like, overslept or something, I'll be like, damn, I'll get it done the next day. And Danielle's like, nope, it will still be done. Like, you just have, like, great motivation.
Most of the time. Lately, I've been trying to, like, be lazy, but it's hard. But I appreciate it. Thanks.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Well,
then.
I guess on the topic of YouTube, we can talk about some ins and outs of YouTube.
Oh, good. Exciting stuff here.
I know. We just thought this would be a really cool way to, like, talk about YouTube because, like, it's not on YouTube and, like, the people who are listening probably are the ones who would actually care about this, maybe.
Yeah, or if you stumbled upon this podcast recently, a lot of people
we should probably fill them in.
Yeah, we both do YouTube. So Danielle clearly just hit 500,000 subscribers.
Woo!
Danielle Carolyn, look her up.
And then Brooke Michio on YouTube.
Yay!
And we both started years ago doing, like, makeup, fashion, beauty, lifestyle videos, all that fun stuff. And we've just kind of turned into more of, like, lifestyle fashion, I'd say. And we've been doing it for a while. That's how we became friends. And mm-hmm. so we thought we'd tell you guys about all of our experiences working with brands, going on trips together, how Definitely. It all works, just kind of giving you guys an idea so you can get the 411.
Love it. Okay, so Danielle, I guess we'll start with how, when we turned our YouTube channels into kind of a business slash like right. getting started. I mean, we've talked about getting started on YouTube and how we became friends so many years ago and like
yeah.
the types of videos we started doing. So that's for another episode, but I guess like we'll talk about our journey to quote unquote success. Do you believe there's a number to success? Because I don't necessarily.
I don't. I mean, I see people now with like 5,000 followers on Instagram getting brand deals.
I so definitely agree.
Clearly, that's not the case anymore.
Yeah,
when we started, yeah. it was.
I definitely agree. I don't think that has to be a follower count. I think it's just like when you start taking it seriously. That's what I would define it as.
Yeah, I think it's seriously and like actually having an engaging audience and following mm-hmm. that like follow you consistently. And like,
yeah, that's good. That's a good way of putting it.
So I was thinking, like, we were talking about this, like, when do we think our YouTube channel has kind of turned into a business when, like, whether it was in the sense of followers, I kind of, like, relate it to, like, my grades in high school, because I remember freshman year of high school, I came in with, I think it was, like, 32,000 subscribers or something like that. I just remember it because my school wrote a newspaper article about me literally the first day of school, so I was instantly known as the YouTube girl. No worries. I didn't really care, though. No one really made
That's
fun of me.
Crazy.
I'm very thankful. But
yeah, you had it good in high school. Not that we have to talk about that, but you know, like
no, you back, should touch on it.
But back on the day, like back in the day, 5 years ago, YouTube was not a normal thing. So keep this in mind, because now it's like cool. So picture 5 years ago when YouTube was still like kind of borderline sketchy website. Like,
no,
borderline.
People didn't really understand it. People
yeah.
still don't understand it sometimes.
Definitely, but it's progressed. But we'll touch on that later. But
yeah,
it just makes it more commendable to recognize that it was like. You did it when it wasn't so popular.
Yeah. And
yeah.
That's why I won't even get on this now.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why it's just so hard when people yeah. like ask us like all about it. And we're like, if you knew us like 5 years ago, you wouldn't have even gave us the time of day about it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
just frustrating sometimes. But anyways, we love everyone. So freshman, sophomore year, I'd say is when it really started to pick up. That's when I joined Studio 71, which is like a network, which I think we're talking about later anyways. But I started signing with people, whatever. And I started to get pretty big brand deals, I'd say, like, sophomore and junior year of high school when I had, like, I don't know. Like, I think I had, like, 100,000 subscribers at the time. I don't really know. But I think especially once you hit 100,000, like, you're kind of, like, in.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, 100,000 now is a smaller measure than it used to be. But back.
Yeah, I guess so.
If this was, like, 3-4 years ago, 100,000 was, like, a big milestone to hit. It still is completely, but I think it was bigger because now the audience on YouTube continues
to grow. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. It's so true. Like, also kind of on that note, like, I think the first time I got to go on, like, a paid brand trip was, well, I did one my junior year, right before my junior year of high school. It was with Garage. I got to go to Montreal, Canada, and it was, like, the coolest thing ever.
Oh, my gosh. And that came together so last minute. Do you remember?
Yeah,
you were, like, texting me about
yes.
it.
Like, my mom didn't even have her passport updated, so, like, my aunt had to come
yeah.
with me. Like, so I was under 18. It was insane. And then I did another one with Lily Pulitzer my senior year
oh,
of high
I remember
school.
That.
Yeah. And then, thank God, they didn't really pick up till college when I have a more flexible schedule, because in high school, like,
so hard to just miss
I mean,
a week of class. Yeah.
No, I mean, it was weekends, but, like, I still had a whole day of classes on Friday. So that's kind of my spiel on when it turned into a business.
Yay. Okay, so mine, well, keep in mind, Danielle and I are 2 years apart, which I don't think a lot of people, like, know. I know we have just
oh,
a lot,
true.
Like, you're a sophomore, I'm a senior, but...
Well, I'm a sophomore. Well.
Yeah. Well, we are, you're 20 now. No, you're
turning
20
on
20.
September
yes.
20th.
Oh, my golden year.
I know.
Yeah, I knew that. But I'm 21. So technically, we're only, like, a year apart, I guess.
Yeah, when I'm
but,
20,
yeah.
it would be weird.
Yeah. But you know what I mean, though. So Danielle was 2 years younger than me in school, so I feel like you got on it, like... at a younger age than I did. And I did YouTube
yeah.
since my freshman year of high school, but it definitely didn't become a thing till like my junior year of high school, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
My videos like freshman year were like weird, like very weird.
That was me in middle school. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. So I would say junior, senior year of high school. And like the moment that I knew it was real was I had a job, which I think having a job in high school, I know you didn't have a job, so I feel like shading you. I'm not shading you.
No, you're not.
Like,
it's totally fine.
It's so, like, this is, if I can give you guys, if you're in high school, like, please get a job. It, like, gave me a lot of character and stuff, so please, I don't mean this in, like, a, like, that was probably the best thing that I could have done for myself. I worked at a, like, local Italian Ice, because I'm from Long Island, New York, so that's, like,
it.
A thing, but it was also, like, ice cream and stuff, so it wasn't, like, a crazy intensive job. Of course, we had to still do, like, the cleaning and stuff, but I was, like, it was nice because I got to, like, chat with the customers.
And it was social for you.
Yeah,
I feel
all
like.
My friends
all
would come
posts,
in.
Yeah. I remember.
No, it was so fun. I, like, did their social media. It was cute. Did you really? Yeah, I did their Twitter. I would like tweet. I'd be like, giveaway, like first person to retweet. You know what I like? Stuff like that. Yeah. So that's when I realized that I had a significant following, I guess, is when like more and more random people would come into the ice cream shop and like recognize me and ask to take photos and stuff. I remember one specific time that I was like, I really loved this job, but towards the end, I think I was just like really overwhelmed because I was doing YouTube at this point, and that's when I was starting to get like little brand deals and stuff like that. Like, and then one brand deal I remember came along, and it was like not like the best product or anything, but it was like so much money that I like would have gotten from, like, I would have had to work so many hours at this job for and that amount, like, of money. So okay. I was like, holy crap, like this is so real, like this could be a real thing for me moving forward. I remember one time I was working and I was like so gross looking, and a girl asked to take a photo, and I said no because I was so I literally looked like a man. Like, I had like ice all over my shirt. It was the end of the shift. I didn't put on makeup that day, so I was like, I'm really sorry, but like I can't take a photo. And I always take photos with people. This was like, and then I quit the next day because I was like, I can't do that again.
Yeah, no, that's so too much.
But it was a great thing. Like, I loved having a job, so I would definitely recommend it. Also, like, having a little bit of financial freedom in high school is really cool because otherwise you have to like beg your parents for money and stuff. So I would definitely, if I can give you some. And then I came to college and it was still a thing. Like, I told, this was 3 years ago, more than three and a half years ago now, when I was like looking for a roommate. I told my roommate people, I was like, oh yeah, like I have a job, like I do YouTube. And they were like, oh, that's cool. Or not cool. I mean, everyone said it was cool.
Oh, but when you came to college, YouTube was your thing. Yeah. 100%. That was your job. Because that's when we were, like, traveling together and stuff.
Yeah. Freshman year, not so much. But then, I guess, like, sophomore year.
Not, like, StyleCon, but, like, we went to Playlist Live.
We did.
We were VIP, which we will talk about later.
Yeah. So, I would say that that's when I realized that it was a thing. So, a little bit later than Danielle, but we're, like, 2 years apart. So, I feel like we did it. Everything we've, like, done, we've done it, like, at the same time. It's just we're at different points in our life, if that makes sense.
No, one thing I do wish, like, there's pros and cons to it, but I will say that, like, the pro to Brooke starting YouTube when she did was that she could, like, have a job for a little bit. Like, I never was, like, once I turned the age that I could to, like, work at a grocery store or whatever, like, I was so excited about, I wouldn't have had any time. Yeah. And I did a lot at my school and whatever, but con to it, and which I think, well, I don't know if when you're going to touch on this, but is, like, since I started, like, not my rough videos, but they were in middle school, no one, like, like, my
and I was older. Care.
You were older starting.
Yeah, so that's so what it was made awkward. It more, like, you know, high school people are way more judgmental. Well, I don't know. Can I compare high school and middle school people being judgmental?
Everyone has different experiences.
Yeah, so but for me, I would say that people, like, when everybody, like, found my channel and stuff, it was definitely more of a uncomfortable thing as I got older. I was just telling my roommates this the other day. Like, I had a friend. Well, I had multiple friends because I would put friends in videos, and, like, my guy friends and my girlfriends knew about it, like, early high school, but then everybody else kind of found it, or, like, the word spread, of course, naturally. And I had friends be, like, in my videos, and they would be like, can you take them down? Like, I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah,
and
that's insane. Yeah.
So now I'm, like, and that literally affects me still to this day. Like, when I put friends in videos, I'm like, I don't want to shove a camera in their face. Like, I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable, but
because of that experience.
Just because of those experiences that I had. Yeah, and I don't need to get too into it, but it was just, I truly attribute it to, were my videos the best? No. Were they kind of weird? Yes. Was it high school? Yes. So people are going to, like, naturally be judgmental.
It all was just,
and it was weird at the time. YouTube was definitely weird at the time, so it was the timing
I attribute it to. Oh, like, I give you major props because I don't know if freshman year I would have started a YouTube channel because I didn't know anyone. I was coming to a school where some people already knew each other and I didn't. And, like, they knew about my YouTube because I already had it and it was already kind of established at the time. But I don't know if I would have started it. Definitely. So, yeah, so that's that. And so we kind of talked about this, but when we realized it could be big. So for you, when do you think was, like, the time where you were like, okay, like, I actually can, like, make this my career potentially?
Yeah. So this was probably last summer and this summer specifically. Well, last summer I had an unpaid internship and I was making all of my money, thank gosh, through YouTube because I had to pay for, like, the transportation stuff to and from the city and
never,
like,
never forget.
And just, I don't know, I always, and then that's when I found out, like, when I started doing work for other people, I realized that YouTube is so much more engaging and exciting to me, and I like working for myself, especially this summer too. I mean, I don't want to, like, say that it's, like, super financial because it's not about the money at all, but I think that now that I'm 21, I'm starting to realize that, like, this is real. This isn't just, like, me being a kid and, like, messing around with YouTube anymore. This is, like, something that could be real. And I made more money on YouTube than I did the summer with the full-time, like, well-paying internship. So I feel it's like crazy. That, yeah. So I feel like that's, like, and something to consider. I don't want to say that it's all about the money, because it's not. Like, I...
No, but that is one thing that does define success. Success is that, and but it's happiness. A lot of how you feel doing it. Yeah. And you enjoy doing this probably more than working so much for another company.
There are very few times that I can count on my hand that I've, like, complained about YouTube or been like, oh, I mean, I guess sometimes if I have tight deadlines and whatnot, like, I'll complain to my friend, sure.
And that's what you would have with a job, too, though.
Exactly. But with, like, my internship, I just felt like I was always complaining or, like, I felt, like, was nitpicking things wrong with it. But, like, with YouTube, since you kind of create your own path, there's the only way that you... The only person standing in your way is you. Like, get out of your own way.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's completely true.
So now Danielle can... Say well, what she realized.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, there wasn't, like, a certain point, but I'd guess kind of just between this last year and going on tour were some big moments. Like, just, like, I'll never forget, like, so I went on tour this summer. As a lot of you guys probably know, I went to 3 different cities and, like, did a meetup, basically. And I'll never forget, in Chicago, they were like, there's so many people here, whatever, but I didn't really know what that meant. And the security guards, like, escorting us out onto the stage in this mall. And, I mean, there were just, like, 200 to 300 people screaming my name, like, freaking out. Drake was playing in the background, like...
It was actually nuts, the lines of people, you guys.
It was insane. It was also an exhausting day because it was a lot of talking. But, like, it was the coolest feeling ever. And that was definitely a moment where I was like, okay, wow, like, people actually watch my videos.
And they don't just show up. They, like, know her so well. They bring her, like, cards and iced vanilla lattes and, like, all, like, just things that they show that they really do know you.
Yeah, and just when you and I do meet, anytime we do a meetup, I feel like you and I are both like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. But I think it's also just, like, a lot of the opportunities I've gotten lately with, like, brands or whether it's, like, going to certain events. Just, like, certain things that when I was younger I defined as something really successful to me.
Same.
But it's so crazy because, like, I'm like, yeah, cool, 500,000. Like, I'm really excited about it. But I'm thinking when I was younger, like, I'd look at people with, like one of my friends I remember, she had 400,000. I was like, I'll never get there. And I'm like, I'm already like, it's just...
That's actually crazy, yeah. I know, because when we're, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's always, like, about, like, you always think you need more, want more.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think we're definitely both at that point in life where we're like, all right, like, this could be something.
Definitely.
Is something, I guess.
So this is a personal question, then. Do you want to talk a little bit about, like, coming to college, like, with YouTube? Like, what, like, I don't know how to exactly say this, but we didn't prepare this. This is spontaneous.
Yeah, this isn't on the bullet points.
Like, coming to college, did you... intend to use your degree, like, what like, with that, or is this kind of like a period of you in limbo, like, waiting to see, like, what YouTube becomes? So just getting your education, like, describe
that. Question.
Yeah,
great question. So for me, coming to college was something I've, like, dreamed of, obviously, like, in my family, like, my parents are really cool, but it was kind of like not really a question, like, you go to college, but, like, my parents were supportive. Like, I considered a gap year for, like, a hot sec, but then I realized, like, if I did a gap year, I'd probably never come back. So I was like, I want to go. I wanted the full football school experience. Like, I wanted to, like, learn about stuff that I really enjoy. And, like, it obviously has changed. Like, I started out with business, then I realized I'm not into that. So it's definitely been really cool. I think my main goal, like, I'm going to be so honest with you guys. Like, I am really excited to get a degree in college and say I did it. But I think college is a lot about experience, and that is through going to classes and learning how to time manage. That's through doing social events. That's through living on your own. Like, there's so many things, and I knew that going to college would help me, like, learn so much about myself. And trust me, I've learned so much about myself, how to deal with certain types of people, so many things. So I think college is just way more than a degree. But I am really excited to, like, get that. But I know, as of right now, it's, like, YouTube's kind of doing more better. I'm not, like, like, by college, like, that's not in my book, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting to bring it up because there are, obviously, a lot of YouTubers who opt not to go to college, which is a personal decision, and I don't think it's fair for anyone to tell them what to do with their lives because, you know, that's...
I think a lot of YouTubers, like, don't go to college because they're, like, I don't really need a degree, which is, like, so fair, but I just went because I wanted to, like, have the experience, learn. Like, and learn and just
grow.
And, like, yeah, that's kind of just what I have to say. I feel like, what was your take on all of that?
I definitely think
you're really, like, major.
I'm pro college. Yeah. I'm definitely pro college. If you have the financial opportunity to, oh my gosh, you hear these sirens.
Ambulance.
If you, if you have, everybody could have the financial opportunity to go to some sort of college because you just take out loans and whatnot.
Yeah.
Another topic. Definitely. Yeah. But for YouTubers who opt not to, I think that it is definitely a risk, but for some people it definitely pays off. Like I look at some of the bigger YouTubers who are out in LA and don't have a college education at all, and they're, you know, killing it. And I guess it will just be kind of what happens after the YouTube success is over. But then again, I look at myself and I'm like, I might not opt for a real job after college, so was all this a waste?
I think about that often, yeah. But then it's like, no, like the experiences that you have these 4 years is just something you can't get literally outside of college.
Yeah.
Like I've had YouTubers confess to me, sounds so weird, just like say to me, like, whether at different times, like you were there sometimes, they were just like, no, sometimes I wish I did, or sometimes I wish my content was more for my age. Like, because it gets old and it's not real. And like, I think people watch our videos because we're actually in school and like, we're doing stuff.
Completely agree.
But I also don't want to be known as like just a college YouTuber because whatever. Yeah. So.
I would agree. I think, yeah. So I think it's different for everybody. Because I know that there used to be a lot of heat for people who would just go, like, right to LA.
Yeah.
That was, like, a big thing. Back in the day, it'd be like, oh, are you just going to LA like everybody else? Like, you're following people. You're, you know, chasing this vision. And honestly, that is where a lot of the opportunity is, so.
Yeah. There's times where I'm like, LA's, I like New York better than LA, but I do love LA. There's sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could be in LA because I could go to that one movie premiere. But at the end of the day, I know at one point in life we'll get to do that, and there's so many opportunities. Exactly. But I will say also, like, YouTubers who move to LA, some of them just actually love it, and they love it there. Like, well, Morgan Yates, she graduated from UNC, what up? But, like, she wanted to be in LA because she loves LA, and, like, she loves it there right now, and I'm so happy for her. And, like, we have other friends that, like, are there and are going to school there and love it. Something's different for everyone. Like,
I would
truly
agree. And then you have people who move there and absolutely hate it. Like,
there
like,
are
I think
people.
Of, like, well, I guess, I don't know if, like, Sarah completely hated it, Sarah Bell.
But, oh, yeah.
But, like, she is killing it in Nashville right now, and it just goes to show you don't have to be in LA to be a successful YouTuber.
Definitely.
By any means. So that's why I feel like going to college, I mean, managing your time with college as a YouTuber, separate entity than, like, living somewhere else than LA, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because it is a balance.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I definitely travel a lot. She travels a lot. Yeah. And that's just because we like to. And that's something that I'm willing to, like, I'm willing to miss out on certain things so I can go to LA for a long weekend. Or, like, I purposely made my schedule so I can do that. But that's something I'm willing to do. Some people aren't. They just want to be in one place the whole
definitely,
time.
Definitely. Definitely.
So,
we can move on now. Yeah. That was a little segue. I just thought it would be interesting to discuss, like, the take on young people.
Like, yeah, I like
and
it.
And what the choices are, because there's so many choices.
Yeah,
for
well,
people.
Speaking of choices, you have to pick a network and a management. And
do you want to do like a quick synopsis, like how you would break it down to your friends of what that means?
Yes.
And it's kind of confusing.
Definitely. My dad's calling me. I have the funniest picture of him
oh
when
my
he calls
gosh.
Me.
It's like he's really, smiling.
It's the weird, it's like cute. He's like cheesing too. It's so funny. So a lot of people ask us, like, not necessarily that are in YouTube, but, like, my friends or, like, your friends, I'm sure, ask, like, what, you have a manager, you have an agent, like, what, how do you explain it? So,
and then you say, like, I don't know, people watch ads in your YouTube video, and then people are, like, what, like, confused
how
the
do you
difference
get paid?
Between that versus when you verbally talk about a product, you know, like.
That's true.
You know what I'm talking, because it's all technically from different sources, so Danielle will clarify.
Should I? So, okay, so basically, when you are talking about YouTube and, like, business and stuff, usually most of the time if you're just starting out with a YouTube channel and you're going to sign with something or someone, it's going to be a network, which the way I describe it, you let me, I describe it as like a channel, and I know that gets confusing. Like I think of it as like signing with Disney Channel. So like
that's a good way.
They,
yeah.
Not that I'm signed with the Disney Channel, but I'm signed with Studio 71, which basically I don't work with them like on a day-to-day basis. However, when they're having events or, you know, they help out, they have new YouTube tips, like, they'll contact me, they get me some brand deals,
we'll define
they,
the term brand deal later, too, that's kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, like, I don't know how to, they just have a way larger amount of people, and they just kind of, like, help guide us, they basically give me my money through YouTube, like, my AdSense, which is, like, how you get money through the ads on videos, goes to them, and then they pay me, so it's just so I don't have to deal with that.
Definitely. And there's, like, I'm not really, like, super educated on this portion of it, but if you're signed with a network, there's this thing called a CPM rate, which is a, what is it, cost per mil? That's what it technically stands for, and mil means thousand in Latin.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, it's, like,
that?
How many dollars
and that's
per thousand.
So then I would say that the average rate, you could look it up, but I think they say it's between, like, what, $1 and $10, depending on, like, your content and how they sell it.
Yeah.
So then if you get 1,000 views on your video, you could get between $1 and $10. Multiply that by however many views you get a month, and that would be your strictly view money. Just
yeah.
No sponsorships, nothing, just if you were to blankly upload a video to YouTube and you're signed up for the YouTube partnership program or have a network.
Yeah, exactly. And most people sign with a network just so they don't have to deal with all of the, like, Google AdSense stuff. Like, my friend's doing it through Google AdSense right now, and I, like, don't even know how to tell her. I'm just like, you just, I don't know. I've never had to, like, do it. Mm-hmm. So, and they obviously take a little bit of a cut, and you can discuss the cut with them. But it's also because usually if you're with the network, they can get you a higher CPM rate.
Definitely. So. Yeah, that's, I think that's the advantage of doing it rather than just doing it with AdSense yourself, because they, like, pitch you to advertisers at a higher rate. So that's the advantage that I've established, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So that would be your YouTube network. But now we'll talk about kind of when you see us talk about, I don't know, what have we talked about recently?
Our manager.
Yeah, we'll talk about management, which would get you... I guess people have agents, too, but we don't have that.
Agents is honestly, if you live in, like, L.A. or, like, you're also, like, in shows and movies and...
Acting,
modeling. Agents is more, like, PR stuff, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Whereas management is, like, managing... Not helping manage your channel, but where, like, we get most of our opportunities to work with brands, and they help us, like...
They helped us grow for a while.
Yeah, our management's dope. Yeah. They, like, also help you grow your channel.
With, like, tags and, like, just uploading your video properly to make sure it gets views.
Definitely. So, so management's basically, like, one person or maybe, like, a few people who contact you, and they obviously have way less people that they're managing rather than a network, which is, like, a larger amount, and they want to work with you more closely. They might take a bigger cut of the money, but they don't get your money from your YouTube videos. It's just purely from working directly with brands, and they take a cut out of, like, a brand paying you one time, and they take a percentage out of that.
Definitely. So. Yeah, so that's essentially if you ever see us talking about a product, posting a product on Instagram, or not a product, but, like, a service, a company, whatever we're advertising. Yeah. It goes through our management, so that's why sometimes I'm sure you relate way more than this. Like, when friends are like, I started a company, shout me out, and you have to be like, you gotta talk to my manager, dude. Like, can't go through me because that's technically out of our contract. Like, everything has to be funneled through them.
Yeah, everything has to go through them because we trust them and they trust us. So it's
and it's a very open relationship. Like, we text,
we send Bitmojis.
So we're both with, we're skipping around here, but we're both with Beaufresh Management, if you were curious.
Beaufresh Media is the manager that we are. His name's Renee. He's awesome. And
he's a team now, though.
He is a team, but, like, he's, like, the one that, like, kind of, like, leads works it, with all the brands.
He's a busy guy. He's a guy on the go.
We need to get him on here. Oh, my gosh. Renee, please. He's awesome. Seriously, like... We've met him before in person, and it's really cool. We don't really see him a lot in person because we don't really need to, though. Like, we just do the email, and he does a lot. Like, he's like, another way to describe a manager is, like, let's say, like, we both get booked on a trip. Like, we got to go to – what have we gotten to do
together? When I went to Miami last week, they coordinated it all for me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, how you, like, literally tell them, like, hey, I can go at 4 p.m. or something, and then
– Yeah, like, you tell – like, she told Renee, like, okay, like, I have class. So he goes and says, my client, you know, has to have a flight around this time. Like, can you please have a car for her? Like, stuff like that.
And they literally arrange it all for you. So, yeah, that's –
Yeah, rather – it's just less awkward for us to, like, have to bargain for ourselves and be like, we actually – like, it's just he helps us.
And just for rates in general, I found it very – because I guess we can talk about who we were with before, but both of us essentially were, we followed the same path, I guess, basically. But I, for a blank period of time there, I was, like, negotiating and stuff for myself. I don't know if you ever did that, but
let's rewind a little bit.
Okay.
So Brooke and I both started YouTube. We didn't know you can make money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then this network called Style Hall came about. You guys, if you guys have been watching YouTube for a while, you know Style Hall. Like, the Style Hall girls, oh my gosh. It was my dream to be a Style Hall girl.
Me too, because everyone had, like, Style Hall in their other channels box if they were partnered with Style Hall.
Yes.
So then, like, the second that they reach out, you don't care... And I'm not bashing them at all, but, like, you don't care what the rate is that they offer you. You don't even read the contract. Like, sign me up. Like, I don't even think I showed my parents the contract.
No, I know, for real. And we both signed with them. And then I think we both were just like, they kind of work with other influencers more. Like,
they definitely picked favorites, which is natural. Fine. Completely natural.
I didn't reach out a lot. Like, I just thought they'd come to me a lot, whatever. So then we both, I don't remember the timeline of this.
I was like, I think in like a 2-year contract with them or something.
With Style Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe 3. I don't know.
I don't remember that. Yeah. But then I remember I ended with them and then I went over to what was called Collective Digital Studios at the time, which is now called Studio 71. And because they, like, emailed me and they were like, we can do all this for you. And I was really impressed. I signed with them. And actually, Jordan Morona was my manager. He now is Tana Mojo's manager. For those of you guys who are big fans of Tana, he's always in her vlogs. And then Brooke shortly after signed with Studio.
I did, because Danielle loved it.
A ton of us. Me, Tori, Kenzie, we all signed with Studio.
Yeah, so I'm actually not with them anymore because then they're actually in... We're talking about networks now.
Yeah, networks.
I guess. So these were both networks, but then it gets kind of confusing here because then I left Studio 71, so now I'm with just like a network that I don't even know the name of it, but it's like partnered with Beaufresh. So technically,
it's not Beaufresh.
It's not, but they like partnered with them to get me a better rate or something. Yeah. So I'm like not with them anymore, but I guess you.
So I just re-signed with Studio 71 just because I'm close with like a couple people there and they're really helpful for me and stuff. So I really enjoy it. You can technically still be with a network and also a management. It's like two different things.
It is.
Sorry if this is confusing you guys. Like we're trying to like break it down for you guys. So then she went to, she's basically with Beaufresh full on and I'm with Beaufresh full on, but then I also have Studio 71 as kind of like a backup, like a network, not a backup, but like as a network to kind of like,
yeah, definitely. There is a large difference, even though like you mentioned that the networks could still get you brand deals and stuff. Like at the end of the day, they draw a line at the point where it's like of a management point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and then, but the process of signing with Beaufresh is like who we're heavily with right now. Basically,
they reached out to us.
They reached out to both of us, which is, like, always a good sign. Like,
yeah.
That means they truly want you.
Yeah, versus, yeah. And, I mean, I think that we've loved it ever since, so we're just,
we have a great experience. And it's so funny. All of us have followed the same path. Like, me, Brooke, Molly, Kenzie, Tori, all signed with Beaufresh from Studio 71. Just, I guess we all have similar ideas, and they really liked what we were doing. So, it's nice, though, because we all get to do things together because of it.
It naturally kind of flows. Yeah, like, when we went to Style, I know Kenzie wasn't with Beaufresh at the time, but when we went to StyleCon, and, like, Molly was there and stuff, that was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah, we get to do stuff like that. So, I guess we could, so, I mean, we kind of talked about what being signed to a management team means.
I guess we can talk about when you say the phrase brand deal, because I think that that can be a little, open-ended. So I think we can talk about, define what that means to each of us and go into more of that stuff, the nitty-gritty.
So for brand deals, when I'm talking about a brand deal, I'm saying that a company reached out to my manager and said, I love Danielle. We want her to promote our product. If we send her this shampoo and likes it, can she promote it in a video and we will pay her this X amount of money. Usually now brand deals entail a video mention, an Instagram story, an Instagram post, and a tweet, and sometimes a Facebook post. It's like all laid out.
Do you have
out.
A Facebook?
I do have like a Facebook fan page. I don't really use it that much.
I do too. I don't have any. I think I have like one like. My mom probably.
Brands love Facebook though, so that's something that.
They do, because the Facebook algorithm is good.
But yeah, they like, because like sometimes like, yeah. So that's what I call a brand deal, is when I'm presented with an idea saying, we'll pay you this X amount of money, you have to do these things, and you get this product. Do you want to do it or not? Would you say that's what a brand deal is to you?
Yeah, and we do get the choice, so I think that's important to say.
We say it's no a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
More no's than yeses. For lately, sure. Especially.
It's definitely not the type of thing where it's like, we are forced to do anything, but I think that it is easy to say yes to, because by the time that we are getting the offer, our manager has already tied it up with a little package in a bow sort of deal. Like,
yeah, he does all the dirty work.
Everything is laid out. It's like, here's what they're offering you. This is what you have to do. This is the due date. Yes or no. Like, it's super, that's the pro of working with a manager, I think.
Yeah.
Because that alleviates all of our time. We also we didn't talk about email, but we don't respond to any of our own emails really.
Yeah.
Which frees up a lot of time.
That's like one of the main reasons I think both of us signed with Beaufresh in particular. He gets all the emails and then he sends us the ones that like tied up in a bow. Like we don't have to go through and sift through all them, because we have school emails. We have school tests and stuff, and we don't want to have to do all that.
Exactly. I can't even imagine too, because doing the whole email thing is a full-time job too. Negotiating for yourself is a full-time job. Like, yep, 100%. And it is definitely worth it to some people. We talk to people like influencers that are like, I got sick rates instead of negotiating for myself, which I think it's so impressive.
Yeah, I just don't know what I'm worth and I feel awkward. So
it
I just
is
don't
awkward.
Do it.
It's awkward when you're on the phone with the company, because before I was signed with Beaufresh, and they were like, how much do you want? And it's like, like, that's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, it is. So I guess we'll talk about now, we kind of talked about sample contract deliverables. I guess just situations with brands.
Yeah, so usually I have good experiences with brands. Like, they say, usually what happens is you get the product, you see if you like it, you then go on with the deal, and you film the stuff, you send your content to them, and they decide if they want to approve it or not. They're allowed to, like, edit it, like, twice, I think, usually is what it is. And then
sometimes they say reshoot, which is annoying, but I mean, it happens. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Sometimes they're like, actually, can you redo this whole thing? And you're like, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Cause you put in all the time and effort and you're like, okay. But I get it though. Like, they're entitled to it. It's their, you know, they're paying you. That's part of the gig, I guess, is that if they don't like the way that you did it, got to do it again.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's hard because, like, if you're working with a bigger brand, it's always really exciting. But then those bigger brands have so many levels of
legal
approval, legal stuff. So then those brands are telling the PR person who's telling our manager who's telling us. That's when it gets a little confusing. But usually most of the time it's a pretty seamless thing. Like, both parties understand what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I've just had a couple times where, like, we agree to something and then I do it and they don't like it, which is frustrating.
That's
and, like,
very frustrating, yeah. Or, like, I see Danielle put in the notes here, like, things that are on brand for you are not on brand for the company, which is so annoying.
It's frustrating because if they asked you to do a brand deal, it's because they like you as a person. At least I like to think that. So I just had this one time. I'm not going to, like, mention the brand. Like, they're great. But one time I sent them over my video, and I had jazz music in the background of my video, which is very normal if you guys watch my vlogs.
Jazz vibes, the t-shirt.
Jazz vibes, yes, I have merch. And I also had my... So basically... And I also had my dad in it, who always says, hi, girls. Like, you guys know, like, whenever he's in my vlogs, he says, hi, girls. Like, it's just a thing. And the brand's in it.
On brand.
On brand. On Danielle Carolyn brand. And they didn't really understand that. And they kind of came back and were like, we found the music to be a little weird. It's not really you. They told me it wasn't really me. And the part where my dad was in it was a bit awkward. And so that was the only time I've ever had to just kind of come back and be like, yo, that's me. I'm not going to take it out. And they accepted it. But it was just like, wow, okay.
That's awkward, yeah. Or recently I've had to do videos where, I mean, people probably notice. You could literally look at my recent videos. This is just being honest. I have to do, like, pitchy, very pitchy scripted call-outs where the brands give you a very specific thing you have to say.
Mm.
And it's like... You know, I can't exactly say it right now, but it would be like, call 1-800-111 and get your blah, blah, blah. Like, it's very, like, it's literally an infomercial. I'm like, am I really doing this right now? Like, so off-brand. I kind of wish that brands would understand that, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be that pitchy to be effective, you know?
It shouldn't be, really. Like, I have had to tell brands sometimes, like, trust me, if we do it my way, you'll get way more interaction.
Yeah.
Because we actually like what we're talking about, so we should say it the way that we want to say it.
Exactly. So. And just more natural. I think that people, they just want their product talked about, product or service or whatever talked about in the way that they want. And they just create an outline and they're like, nope, we're not going away from this outline. Sorry. Like, that's what's effective for us, but they're not open to new ideas, which is hard.
Yeah. And this is not us being mad. This is just kind of giving you guys, like, a real life.
Just so that I think it's more like openness with you guys. That it's not always our idea to do that.
Like, yeah. We like the product. We always love the product.
What Never we're would say about. Yes, but sometimes just the manner in which it's presented. I think we've both talked about recently how people have, like, commented on our sponsored videos and been like, this is so sponsored, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, maybe let's take a deeper dive.
Like, we didn't have to say certain things. Yeah. Like, please just watch the rest. Like, watch the video. Like, what we're talking about, we just have to word things certain ways. Because brands have certain, like, buzzwords they need to say. Like, this is legal stuff. Like, we can't mess with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Boom.
So that, I don't know. I think that that's important to notice. Because sometimes I'll be watching YouTubers and I'm like, they didn't pick these words. And it's just not that. You just kind of get over it because it's like, that's just part of the gig. But I wouldn't say yes to a sponsorship if I didn't like the product. So
yeah, exactly. That's something that I always try to make clear. Like, people, I think lately both you and I have been getting a lot of sponsorships. And that is because it's back to school season. And we're one of the few YouTubers these days who are in college. Like, I'm not even just, like, trying to say that. But, like, there's a lot of YouTubers that are popular right now that aren't in college, so those brands aren't wanting to work with them.
Exactly.
So this is, like, our time.
So it's just... And I saw Miss Michaela G, who's with our management, too. Yeah. She's another YouTuber. I love her videos. She's so cool.
She's so cute. I love her.
And she tweeted something like, lots of sponsorships coming out, just so you guys know. Like, it comes and flows. Like, there are months that go by and I have nothing and this is my living, and it, you know, like...
It's true. So,
it does come and
keep
flows.
Keep that in mind. Yes. Because we're really... We've been texting each other, like, I'm so excited. Like, we're going to work with this brand. And it's just because it's, like, a back-to-school campaign season. Mm-hmm. So, but then I feel like in September... It's October, November. Like, I really don't work with a lot of brands.
Yeah.
And so, there's times where, you know, this is exciting for us. And, like, I legit pay my rent. So, you know, this is something we need to do. And, like, there's school and everything like that. So, I don't think we need to harp on that too much. No. But it's just something for you guys to
You guys get
mind.
The idea, though. But we are so thankful. I mean, I think that we've given off those impressions of, like, it's been years of us working at this. It's not just, like, this success came overnight or whatever.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think sometimes people forget that. So, definitely.
Yeah.
Woo! So, I guess the next topic we're going to talk about is YouTube events, parties, brand trips, just kind of like the travel aspect, which is like personally my favorite. It's so cool to travel with your best friends and meet you guys or work so with cool. brands, like whatever it may be.
I also just have to point out too, I know Danielle feels this probably more than I do, like just the significance of having YouTube friends. Like, I've met so many YouTubers True. Along the way, like at events and stuff, that are like, I don't really have many YouTube friends. Like, I'm so great I finally get to meet you and stuff like that. I'm like, we are so...
We have such a squad.
With such a...
And we're open to new members. We're not exclusive.
We are definitely not exclusive.
No, we are always writing people to that group chat.
Yeah, and we pick up people as we go. We have, like, that Snap group.
A random Snapchat group with a ton of YouTubers. It's just fun because we can all relate on, like, certain things. So we'll send things. Like, there's certain things I'm like, none of my friends at college would understand this. So I send it my YouTube Snapchat group chat, like... And we're all so supportive of each other. Like, our friend group, we have no drama.
Yeah.
Like, we all get to see each other so often, too. And we all, like, genuinely are interested in each other's lives. Like, we're all around each other and we'll be vlogging and stuff. But then we also just can put the camera down and have fun.
We have so much fun off camera, yeah.
We have so much fun. It's insane. Like, I'm so thankful.
I know. Like, I'm definitely great friends with high school friends, college friends. But, like, YouTube friends are such a huge role in my life.
No,
huge.
Yeah. Like, this is, like, so random. But, like, so I'm turning 21 next year. And, Ooh. Like, I don't really... So, I turned 21 on a Thursday night, which are, like, always big in Athens. But, like, a part of me wants to do, like, a Vegas trip, like, with YouTubers.
Oh, my God. You should.
Because, like, all of us That would can, be like, so fun. Maybe get, like... This is annoying, but, like, maybe, like, get some hotels comped and all
yes.
of us... Yes! I don't really know, so that's
I'd
kind
be
of...
so down.
Because, like, my
Let's
YouTube friends
it.
Are that close to me that I
yeah,
want to do
such
that with
an
y'all.
Important part
so
of your life, yeah.
So, that's, like, how close we are with our YouTube friends. I think that's a good thing to
They're
bring
a huge, huge part of our life. I think we make that pretty clear, because we all, like, we post a lot of each other, but at the same time, I guess you don't really know our true, true friendship, because vlogs don't depict everything.
Not at all.
And people like to pick them apart and be like... You know, at this time frame, like, blah, 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 is rolling your eyes. Or, like, I don't know. Like, do you know how people, like, overanalyze stuff like that?
No,
or they'll
we're
be
all,
like,
there's literally, like, it's so
There's
cool.
no tea. But you do hear about, like, other friend groups that are, like, have, like,
it's
the problem
disgusting.
With, like, like, social climbing and stuff. And I just have never even, like.
It's because we all started, like, on the bottom, just kind of, like, making videos the same way. Yeah. Meeting at makeup conventions.
Exactly. And we're friends with people that have zero followers, too, that, like, we've met at YouTube stuff. So, like, it just doesn't matter, like, the
We don't care about following at all, so. So on that note, I think the first time that we really made a lot of friends was obviously going to IMATS, which we never actually met, but we were at the same ones before.
We were.
IMATS was the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. We won't harp on it too much. It was basically...
It's kind of weird that we went now that I think about it, because it was, like, for clear makeup artists, and we were, like, really bad at makeup, so...
It was
like,
basically, before there were any YouTube events, we just, a ton of beauty YouTubers would go to this makeup trade show, because it was a way for all of us to get to meet each other, but then they got mad because they were, like, this is for makeup artists to come purchase makeup wholesale price. Like, this is not for you guys.
Yeah, no.
So that's when Playlist Live came about. BeautyCon, StyleCon, VidCon...
All the cons.
Things. All of the cons. Seriously. Like, it's MagCon. Well, actually, that's different. But, so Brooke and I knew each other, like, not because of events. But then when we went to events, we got to meet a lot of YouTubers that we watched. And we all just kind of became friends.
So fun. Yeah.
So.
And people just kind of hang and it's not awkward. And, like, I feel like events is definitely the most natural way to meet people. Because it's hard to form a friendship online. But then when you actually hang out in person, it's more like, oh, wait. We made this friendship online, but, like, we're hanging out in person. It's cool.
I think both of us would say our favorite event's Playlist Live.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while. But
well, no, but, like, when we went.
Oh, back, there was the one Playlist Live that was, like, the best weekend.
Orlando or DC?
Orlando, was it? But I just was still in high school.
So I was too.
Yeah. So it was my senior year of high school, so it was at 2015.
Oh my gosh, that always confuses me. I don't know.
Okay, but I don't know. Whatever year that was like my favorite.
Yeah, usually ever. What happens is when you go to playlist and you're considered a creator, you get to stay in a certain part of the hotel, you're in the wing, mm-hmm. you get to wear a badge. And at the time, that was really exciting for both of us. Like, oh, I'm not so even gonna exciting, lie.
Yeah.
And you're in a hotel with all of your favorite people, like all your friends, like you're there down the hall. There's like dance parties every night, which I thrived at. And, like, your managers are there, like, your networks are there, like, it's just, like, yeah, this big, so and fun. Your subscribers are there, like, it's so cool. Like, you take golf carts from, like, places, like, there's a green room, like, you get to, like, do panels and meetups, like.
Yeah, Danielle thrives at events like that.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she does. She does. So, events, I would say, is, like, a big part of it.
Yeah.
So, what do you have to do, like, a point from this?
Well, I just wanted to, I don't know, because I feel like people just ask about this all the time. Like, yeah, I remember do. We'd, like, walk out of, like, the parties at night and, like, so many subscribers were seeing
yeah,
outside, like,
yeah.
wanted to see, and, like, I don't know, maybe call me annoying, but I remember our first time that we got to be, like, I went to Playlist Live twice before I was considered, like, a creator. Like, I just went uh-huh. as a fan. And then my third year, or third time going, was with you, and we were both VIP. And at that point, like, yeah, we had subscribers, but, like, I remember looking over, and I was obsessed with Cody Ko at the time from Vine.
Yeah.
And I literally went up to him and asked for a photo. Like, I was that person. But then I'd say, like, after that, like, it wasn't weird to see YouTubers anymore. Like, now we're just like, oh, cool, that's them. Like,
yeah, I think that, too. Sometimes I, like, when we're at events, I guess it's been a while since I've seen, like, a lot of YouTubers at one thing, but whenever you see a YouTuber in public now, and it's, like, it's normal. Like,
it's very just normal. I mean, celebrities yeah. still, I'm like, whoa. But even some celebrities, I'm, like, thinking of them as, like, a YouTuber. I'm like, they're just real people.
Definitely.
But
it's
that
very,
was...
It's cool seeing so many people in one spot. And, I mean, it's nice going to the parties and stuff because it's not, like, huge and... It's more of an intimate environment, I guess I will say. So it's, like, more chill, more calm. Yeah. So that's definitely
and I
really
mean,
cool
And, I mean, I will see. Touch on this because I don't care talking about it. Like, that's where I met Joey. And, I mean, Joey and I dated for a long time and we're still best friends.
I know.
Like, seriously. So, like, it has a good place in my heart. Like, seriously. Like, you meet so many
you
cool
guys should
people.
Do, like, a brand deal for Playlist Live and talk about how you, like, found
met.
Each other.
Yeah, yeah. No, for real. We met each other. Well, that's, like, a whole other story that we've said in videos. But, like, literally Joey and I met because he was, like, he knew Brooke better than I did. It's just so funny.
It's so, it's that's such just, a small world. Like, YouTube yeah. really is a small world in that sense, though, that it's, like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, I was not planning on dating a YouTuber at all. Like, at all. And then that just happened.
Can't make plans.
And it was also fun because, like, we'd get one of the nights on Playlist Orlando, they rent out all of Universal Studios.
I never went to that. I'm so
you
pissed.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I went the year after you needed to go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Or you left early or something.
Yeah, I had to come back to college.
It was so fun. Like, you get to, like, ride all the roller coasters, no lines. Like, I love Universal, too, so.
So fun.
It was definitely nice. And then we've done some beauty cons, right? Have you ever been to beauty con?
Yeah, I went to, well, I went to that one in New York with you.
Okay, yes.
Remember?
Beauty con New York.
Because we took that picture.
Yes, and then
Getty Images.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So we were on Getty Images. That was really exciting for us.
And then I don't think I went to the LA one.
But. Yeah, I didn't love that one. I don't,
we did the Style Con, so those
we
were
did
fun.
Style Con in Orange County and Dallas.
I don't know if that's still a thing anymore. I
think that was just, like, last year thing.
Yeah.
I hope there's another one that, like, comes that, like, I wanted to go to Playlist Live Tri-State, but they only invited, or whatever they called it, Playlist Live New Jersey? New York?
Yeah, is it, Metro Playlist Live?
Yeah, whatever they called it. Like they only invited, yeah. like, a certain amount of creators, and that's my birthday weekend anyways, so. But those events are really fun, and they do hold a good place in our heart, and that's where you learn a lot about people and, like, get to know people.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think that that's all that I had noted about.
Yeah,
YouTube.
We kind of already
yeah.
talked about, like, drama and stuff. Once again, we really don't.
No.
We don't have any tea. Sorry, guys.
No tea.
Kind of on that note, though, we're going to head on over to our Q&A.
Yeah, and one question.
Yeah, why don't you read the question off?
Okay. A lot of people have reached out to both Danielle and I separately and conjoined, asking why we did not attend the Fiji trip with Dote. Dote's a shopping app that
yeah.
we have worked heavily with in the past year or so. I would, because our
yeah.
first trip with them was around this time last year,
yeah.
wasn't it?
I'd say we've done, what, three trips? Four? Three? Four trips?
Yeah,
because
we went to
LA, New York twice. And Coachella. So we've done
yeah.
four trips with Dote.
Wow, I didn't even realize it was so many.
Yeah. We worked with Dote. We loved working with Dote. Like, seriously, like, it was so fun. We got to do some really cool things. Like, I literally moved an exam once so we could, like...
My final exam
to do this trip so we could, like, do an interview for Dote and, like...
For Cheddar, which is, like, a really cool news source.
Yeah,
like,
it was so
cool. Sick. Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's, like, some girl bosses that run it. But so our last trip we did with them was Coachella, which was seriously like one of the best that weekends of my life.
That was definitely. It was my 21st birthday weekend.
And oh my god, I forgot. Coachella,
like definitely, my life will never top that.
Yeah, it weekend. Was so fun. Yeah. There was like three different houses, which also there was no drama between the houses. Like they just put us in houses.
No.
There was like a ton of YouTubers. Like that's where
it
I
kind
met.
Of was naturally split up by friend group. I hate that it has to like.
Well, because we requested roommates, and then they put roommates with
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, so Dote rented out like three houses nearby each other that we could bike to each other for Coachella, and we did like photo shoots. It was so fun.
So fun.
Like. Literally the best. Like, it's where I met, like, a ton of people. Like, I got to know some people and got to hang out with my friends that I already know. Literally, we all just blended so well cohesively. Like, we all took a bus all together to the event. But so basically, how Dote kind of, like, works is, like, basically, like, to go on the trip, like, you get a certain amount of following. So, like, we knew if we got 20,000 followers on the app, we could go on Coachella, which was really exciting. So they just basically had the same thing for Fiji, and we just didn't have time to, like, promote for it, and, you know, we love the app and love it, but I was just, like, I can't, like, dedicate my whole time to, like, getting new followers on the app, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, I mean, it was definitely, a larger ask, I would say,
yeah.
In followers, did I say that weird? I kind of said it, like, ask, that was, like, weird, I said that weird, I'm
no,
sorry,
no.
But you know what I mean, though, it was definitely time-consuming,
yeah,
and while we love the app and genuinely did promote it from the bottom of our hearts,
I still use it, I just bought something on Dote the other day.
Yeah, you did, you said you really ordered
it. Yeah, we just told them, like, hey, like, we'd love to go on that trip and work with you guys, but, like, we don't have time to promote it that heavily. And
also, it did interfere with college, so I personally couldn't have missed.
No, I couldn't have either, it was, like, a full week of school.
Yeah, which, I mean, I could have tried to figure it out if I really...
I don't even think I could.
But I don't think I could have, though, because then...
It was, like, right after Rush. Like, I love the first weeks of school. It's, like, getting to know every... Like,
yeah, but even
people.
If the timeline did work out, getting the followers would have been a totally... another entity in it. So,
yeah, and that just, like, I was just very honest with them. I was like, hey, like, I'd love to go, but, like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And so I hope we get to work with them again. I really do.
Yeah,
love
I haven't.
The app.
I mean, I don't want to like say this, but I'm gonna say it. Like, I haven't heard from them in a very long time,
no,
so
me
I
neither.
Would love to reconnect if they're listening
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, we started working with them a very long time ago.
Honestly, in the early stages, at that point, they'd only worked with Gretchen and Tasha, and then they took us on. I think.
Yeah, the first trip they did was with us, Morgan Yates,
Leah was there.
Summer McKean.
Gretchen and Tasha were there.
Yeah,
Anne-Marie was there. Margot
Lee was there. That was, like, kind of their first bunch of people that work with them, and now they're kind of, like, going into, like, I guess a different group, which is, like,
yeah,
fine. Like, we love those girls so much.
It's all girls that I follow and I, like and enjoy
and
stuff.
And we met them all at Coachella. Like, Emma Chamberlain, I just have to say this, one of the most down-to-earth people I know. Like,
yeah,
I'm saying
she's
this.
Oh my gosh, she
came up to us at Coachella and was like, I love y'all's videos. Like, you guys are so cool. Like, seriously, it's so nice to meet. Like, she's so cool. So sweet.
Exactly.
Awesome.
I think that all... No real tea. It's just, I mean, I would love to reconnect with them. It's just...
We just couldn't do what they were
it's
wanting
a
us to
it's
do.
A business decision.
It's a business.
It's not, it has nothing to do with friendship or who likes who. It's just business.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's that.
Strictly business.
Yeah, so that's why we didn't go. And now that I know when the trip was, I really couldn't have gone, so...
Yeah, and just so you know, we're talking about Dote Shopping. It's an app. If you were wondering, because if you don't know, like, YouTube drama or anything, you're probably like, what are they talking about?
Well, YouTube drama, there's no drama.
No, but they basically did a trip to Fiji also, like, a free, completely, you don't pay any money, like, the company sends you to Fiji for a week, and it was really cool, though. They had, like...
It looked beautiful.
The photographers and stuff, it was sick.
Yeah, they literally had, like, all the Instagram photographers there.
Yeah.
And, like, Margo went, she said it was really fun, but she missed her first... day or two of school.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was like, props to you, honestly. But UJ just starts so early, and, like,
yeah, it was,
I'm glad I didn't, like, try, and, like, I would have just been let down because my parents would have actually, like,
yeah, said
slapped
no.
me across the face, and they don't even do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that. So, that's our first question. So, the second question was that we got.
People want to know, because this just came out this morning. We're recording this on Tuesday.
This is coming
so
out
it
Wednesday.
Went, yeah. So, on Tuesday morning, this is, what day is today? September 4th already. Holy cow.
I know.
Colton was announced as The Bachelor. He went on Good Morning America and announced it.
Yeah,
so,
I saw it on Instagram this morning.
Yeah, I saw it too. And he tweeted, like, looking for a wife or something. I was like,
oh,
this
shoot.
Is serious.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, so I have mixed emotions. So when he first came on, like, that first episode or whatever, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm obsessed. Like,
he was. If you don't think he's, like, the cutest boy in the world, you're, like, lying to yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, he had that charity. Like, everything was going for him. Like, oh my gosh, like, marry me. Like, seriously. Like, whatever. But then as time went on, I just don't know. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I just don't know if he was in it for the right reasons. Like, I don't know.
That yeah, sounds so I questioned basic his to say. Morals, too. Not his morals in terms of, like, I respect the whole virginity thing. And that I had a whole, like...
Sometimes I don't even know if that's true.
I know. I don't know if it
We've
is.
We've had some of our friends tell us that yeah, might not be true.
I know. I've heard that, too.
But, like, oh, my gosh. I hope this doesn't go viral. And then
oh,
he, like,
my gosh. He's no, like, yeah, well, I mean, go.
Yeah, we can't assume anything because I hate when people assume things about me. But, I mean, I'll probably watch this season.
Yeah, I think that yeah. ABC could have gone with a better choice, but that's just my personal
opinion.
You
wanted Jason, right?
I did want Jason, but then I respect him more because do you know how hard it is to get your heart broken on freaking TV and then go back on and break everybody else's heart? Like, that's a really hard decision to make. Like, a yeah. quick turnaround of being like, all right, like, my life is over, but I'm going to try again. Like, what? Yeah. That's well, so hard.
And I guess I'm kind of using him as a way to complain about just how Bachelor's turned into. Like, I've even listened to a lot of podcasts mm-hmm. where old Bachelor stars were on where they're like they went on the show and then like so many people are just going on the show so then they can get the social media following and then.
Yeah, it's so messed up. All of the, like, so, I don't want to generalize because like I love girls and girls empowerment, you know, but yeah. a lot of girls go on it like to become like bloggers
and then they
like,
work do the with whole, the fit tea and all that.
And they do like the blogger circuit and like live yeah. in LA and do that whole thing. And I teach their own, I mean, you know,
but it's just
kill
like,
it in your own way, yeah. but it's kind of. It is becoming that, yeah.
So, who knows? But, I mean, I'm going to watch it. He's
I'm watch
really
it
handsome.
I know.
I want to see what girl lands him or he, you know. But I'm really curious to see what he does for Fantasy Suites since he's,
yeah, I also did watch Bachelor in Paradise, but, like, apparently that ended weird with him and Tia. So, like, I kind of...
Oh, yeah.
I know. So, I don't really... I think that ABC could have done better. I'm a little disappointed, if I'm being honest. But, well, I will watch.
Yes, we will watch. Brooke will tweet.
I will follow
live
me on Twitter.
Tweet. Oh,
I will
gosh,
be live
they're my
tweeting.
Favorite.
We should do, like, an Instagram live, like, after it's over, like, after the first episode,
yes.
and give, like, our opinions or something.
Oh, also, random question for you guys. Obviously, you can't comment on this podcast, but if you could DM us or tweet us, we're trying to figure out if we should make an Instagram account for Gals on the Go.
Yeah, slash what should we post?
What should we post? Like, it would be called Gals on the Go. I haven't
looked
it up.
We should do, like, inspo quotes and stuff.
Yeah, like,
cute.
Would
yeah.
you guys want to follow that if both of us had control of it and posted whatever and did maybe Instagram lives, maybe, or I don't know. Like, let us know what you guys think, if you'd care, because we, like, thought about it, but we didn't know.
Yeah. I think we should do it. We'll just dive right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do yeah. it, and you guys can just do it or follow us or not.
Do it.
That's usually, we're gals on the go. We always just make decisions and just
yeah.
do them. Like, we just started this podcast. Actually, we had some thought.
We thought about it for a year in advance.
We actually
we did.
Yeah, that is true.
We didn't have a name or anything, but the idea was like.
The idea was there.
The idea was definitely there. It's fun. I like the podcast
yeah.
life. What do you think?
Yeah,
you like
I really
it?
Liked this podcast. I hope you guys found it interesting. Like, I know it was kind of like in
yeah.
depth, but. Hopefully it gives you guys kind of a good idea and kind of more insight into our experiences with it and answer some questions for you guys.
Yeah, definitely take it with a grain of salt. Everybody's experience is different. And if I could give one piece of advice, I would say don't be in it for the money. Do it because you
Biggest
genuinely
advice.
Love it.
Yeah.
yeah,
genuinely love it. If you're thinking of starting a YouTube channel because you can get a brand deal, just stop right there. Because
right.
you will hate it because you're not getting brand deals after your first video. Surprise, surprise. But people actually
uh-huh.
think that.
And you can't even get paid off of video views now until you've been, like, approved, which the approval process
takes
a few months.
Yeah,
like,
my
so.
Friend Daily, you guys know her. She just started and she just got approved and she's had her channel for
Are you serious?
A very long time, yeah. So she's trying to figure it all out now and I don't even know how to help her, but... Just saying, like, it's a thing, and it's hard.
Yeah.
Don't, like, just start it because you love it, and if it works out, it works out.
Yeah, so that's all.
That's all we got for you guys this week. Next week, stay tuned. It's going to be, can you just tell
yeah,
them a little teaser?
Yeah, it's going to be a solo episode because Danielle's being a true gal on the go. Well, you're going to New York this week.
Yeah, I'm going out of town this week, so I won't be, like, it's just going to be busy, so next week I have, like, 3 exams, so it's just going to be crazy. So Brooke's going to do a solo episode next week.
Yeah, so stay tuned. I kind of want to do it, if you guys have been listening to Katie Bilotti.
Yeah.
I don't know, I never want to say her last
Bilotti,
name.
That's Bilotti, that's what I say.
Okay, her podcast is so good and, like, so deep and stuff, and I kind of want to do, like, a response to the last one, the faking it and forcing it.
Such a good
podcast. I have some feedback on it. I mean, it was great, like, all great feedback, I mean. Like, I just want to, like, add on.
Yeah, Brooke's, since yeah. We were going to try and, like, pre-record an episode for next week, but I was like, hey, Brooke, why don't you do an episode by yourself, talk about college and, like, moving on and
yeah.
life and just, she's got things to say and
yeah.
I don't necessarily need to be there for it. And then down the road when Brooke has a lot of exams, I'll do a solo episode or something. I thought, you know, I don't want to not have one or us try and rush to pre-upload one. So get ready for that next
week. For sure. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast, like we said. rate it on iTunes, and I think that's it.
Thank you guys so much, and she'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.